So yesterday, we were talking a little bit about airlines and what you can wear and things like that, you know, and leggings came up, right, Kenny?
Yeah.
This was something big for you.
Well, the people that got kicked off the plane for the United flight for wearing leggings. And
right.
Then I said it was a big deal because, I mean, you see them everywhere, and I don't know why they would kick them off the flight. So I'm just trying to figure out what's the deal with this item of clothing. And I just saw a great article today. So that
Well, Georgia Kovanis, who writes for the Free Press, wrote a piece today about leggings. And that leggings, forget about the airplane, leggings shouldn't be worn anywhere. And since I know nothing about women's fashion or leggings, we figured we would go to a better source, and that being Georgiana. Hi, Georgiana. How you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Okay.
But I'm not wearing leggings, by the way.
Well, we wouldn't know, but we were going to take your word on that.
Yeah,
on
please.
So, as a woman, what is the problem? First of all, what's the attraction of leggings? How did they become so popular? And then why, in your opinion, are they so wrong?
Well, I think leggings are super comfortable, and so I think that's why they're super popular. But here's the issue with leggings. I mean, I don't have an issue if leggings are worn in a responsible manner, which basically means, you know, worn with the top that covers your backside and, you know, goes to the top, should go to the middle of your thigh, basically. The issue is that people are wearing leggings as pants, and leggings just are not pants. They should not be worn with a short top or a crop top. Mainly because they're just, like, so revealing. I mean, you know, I mean, you see everybody's, like, bump and bulge and, like, crack and crevice and everything when somebody wears leggings as pants. And it's just kind of selfish, I think. And I think it's kind of gross, to be honest with you. And here's the thing. I would say the same thing about men walking around town in bicycle shorts. I just think
right.
It's just icky.
it is
like
icky.
Too much to see.
It is icky, and it can be icky everywhere. But now, do you find, as someone who covers fashion, and it's amazing, by the way, I'm looking at your story, and it's been, like, resent, like, 7,000 times. So apparently you have touched a nerve here to when is wearing leggings as pants appropriate? Never. And you describe it in the first paragraph as sausage casing, which I think is pretty good. So somebody somewhere, though, must have decided that these were okay. So this is one of those examples where, like, some Hollywood model with the perfect body put these things on and got photographed in them, and then all the other people whose bodies do not in any vague way resemble the supermodel decided to copy it?
Well, perhaps, but here's my issue. My issue is that I don't think it matters if you have a perfect body or a less than perfect body. I still think that they're inappropriate to be worn as pants. I mean, you could be like a fabulous supermodel, but I just still think that they're inappropriate to be worn in public. And the thing is I think that in public, I think we all make certain concessions in terms of, like, getting along. You know, we say please, we say thank you, we take a shower. You know, we, like, don't walk around in our underwear. Which
you clearly aren't talking about our show, obviously. But in most
well,
other people,
about your show, then.
Yeah, most other people, pretty much everything you said is done here on a daily basis. So you think that this should just be sort of common courtesy, essentially?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, I just think that to get along with each other and to get along in public, I mean, you just do certain things to be a good citizen.
All right, now let me play devil's advocate here, okay, rather than open up phone lines and subject you to the torture of
they might agree.
What about the person who calls up and says, look, leggings are, you said yourself, super comfortable. I want to be comfortable when I go places. If I go out to the shopping, to the supermarket, I want to be comfortable. I'm squeezing it in between this thing I got to do at home and that thing I got to do. Why is it anybody else's business? Keep your eyes to yourself. Don't look at my bulges and my cracks and cracks, whatever you referred to them as. And, you know, we'll all be fine. It's none of your business what I wear.
Well, I mean, people are certainly entitled to say that. I would argue, though, that, like, for many people, going naked is comfortable. And people tend to, I would argue in most cases, refrain from going naked for comfort. I mean,
in public, but that is against the law. But that is against the law. Leggings are not yet.
Well, you know what? For example, wearing a swimming suit to work. So I got a text message today from a reader who brought up the same thing. These are really comfortable, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, they are comfortable, but you know what? Like, wearing your swimming suit might be comfortable too, and you don't necessarily wear that to the grocery store or wear that to work. And so I think it just goes back to like being courteous for the sake of other people. And I just don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, yeah, there are all sorts of things that are comfortable, you know? I mean, you know, like some people are perfectly comfortable, like, sitting in their underwear and typing in their underwear.
How do you feel about gym shorts?
What kind of gym shorts?
Well, I mean, first of all, the most embarrassing kind are the kind that were popular in the 70s with the white stripe down the side. But then there's even like the long gym shorts that are now popular with basketball players. Is that something that people should go around and travel in or move around in public in?
I mean, I think they're sloppy. I think it's the same situation with pajama pants. I mean, I think all that stuff is sloppy. I think that people wear gym shorts all the time. Are they as offensive to me as bicycle shorts or as leggings as pants? No, they aren't. They just look sloppy to me. But I think there's something especially revealing about leggings, and I just think it's a lot to see.
Yeah.
So just so that I understand,
because I, you know, as I say, I'm fashionably ignorant, meaning ignorant of anything having to do with fashion. When did leggings come in, and you know, originally what was their intent?
Well, I don't know if you recall, but like in the 90s, we had this whole flirtation with stirrup pants, which were unfortunate in their own way. They weren't quite as tight as leggings. But I think that leggings became super popular in recent years, perhaps because of the whole yoga influence.
Uh-huh.
I mean, leggings are very, you know, they're often worn during yoga. And I think the whole athleisure sort of look has made leggings seem legitimate in the minds of many people. So I think that's where it came in. And I think, I mean, they are comfortable.
And the acceptable way is with like an oversized sweater that comes down to almost your, you know, mid thigh or knees.
Yeah. And so that could be a very chic, practical look. I mean, to cover your butt and, you know, like the top should like, it should be like a tunic style top.
Right.
And you know, that sort of look with cute boots is very practical and also very comfortable and less revealing.
What has been overall, Georgiana, the reaction to your statement? I mean, over 7,000, probably closer to 8,000 Facebook shares of what you wrote today alone. What's the overall gist of the reaction?
Well, I think it's sort of the reaction sort of runs down generational lines. Older people and people, older people, and by that I mean like really anybody over 35.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that counts me too. I'm counted in that too, but tends to agree with me. Younger people tend to think I am a terrible body shamer who is picking on women. That's sort of been the reaction. It's very interesting to me that that leggings sort of become kind of a surrogate for all these other issues. For example, you know, like some readers have, you know, pointed out that this is terribly unfeministic of me to, to point out that in my opinion, leggings should never be worn as pants and that I'm attacking the female body. I mean, as I said, I mean, I would say that about if men were wearing leggings too. I mean, I've said that before about, you know, men in bicycle shorts,
I'm pretty sure you're not going to have to write the column about men wearing leggings. I'm pretty sure.
No, Mitch, you can say that today, but we have to go back to this. I'm telling you.
Well, if so, Georgiana will be back with us. Until then, we thank you for joining us on today's show. Appreciate it. And good luck fielding and answering all the mail on your column.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mitch. Have a great night.
Sure thing. Georgia Kovanis there from the Free Press.